DKC, K4, OIM. How you doing, Jerry?
Hey, Walt, I guess the sheriff wasn't after you the other day when the dog was barking.
You don't have to worry about nobody breaking in the house and with them dogs in there. One pit bull and one Doberman.
Hey, they'll keep them at bay. That keeps a lot of people away from me. When people do this, I see more people scared of dogs than I have anything, I think.
Jerry, when I was a kid, I had a paper route. I was about 13 or 14. And this guy had a German Shepherd. I was a paper boy on my bicycle. And that dog always chased me. And I was drinking one of those Tom's bottle of chocolate milk one day while I was delivering. And that dog came out and bit me right in the left cheek of my foot. So I hit him in the head with my bottle of chocolate milk and killed the dog. And the guy had the nerve to take me to court, wanting me to pay for his dog.
Well, that's been a long time ago, Walt, but these days you'd be suing him. But I had a similar situation. I never ran a paper route, but me and a couple other, probably 12 years old, I guess, we were collecting money for UNICEF, you know, for the Methodist Church in my hometown, a little small town, and the lady that ran the Dairy Queen there had a big old Weimaraner that she kept in her house. And knocked on the door, and he came to the door there, you know, it was a screen door. She said, "Don't worry about it, he's not going to buy it." The first thing he did, he bolted at that door. And, yeah, they always tell you not to run. I said, "Shoot, I ain't going to let him get a hold of me." And I thought he might have nipped me on the butt one time, but I don't know if he did or not, but I got on top of a car. And, She finally ran it back up and got it back inside. But that dog was, people were scared of that dog, but I had one, had a German Shepherd bite my son one time, when he was about 4 years old, jumped up on him and just didn't break the skin hardly, we got him. And I told the owner, we finally ran it up, I told the owner, I said, "You real lucky." I said, I used to shoot crows back in those days with 22-250. I said, "You real lucky. That dog's still living." I said, "Because I had my sights on him out in the field out there, and I would have blown him to bits if I could have got him. Because I was trying to find him, make sure he had a tag on him, that sort of thing." I said, "I wouldn't care whether he was dead or alive. I was going to find him." The owner apologized, did all kinds of stuff. So I said, "That dog didn't have a leash on it. We got a leash law." And I said, "I got 4 or 5 witnesses." Of course, I never did anything, but I wanted to scare him into making sure that dog, because it wasn't a trespass, the dog was running loose. It wasn't a case of trespass or something like that. So I just said, I let him know real quick, I wasn't happy about it.
Bull, my daughter's had him about 11 years old. About 11 years now. And he was real protected of me and my grandson. And anybody that's come over to my house, I've never had a problem with it, except my ex-landlord. He hated that place.
Dogs can sense stuff like that sometimes, I guess. I've done that dog when I was young. When I was 12 years old, but that's the only one I've ever had any problems with, I guess, over the years. And I've been around some that I probably should have been around. But I keep my distance because I don't know, some dogs aren't socialized, and some of them are, and most all of them are protective of the owners. And some of them are like these dogs you see on TV where they're the alpha dog, and the owners let them get away with anything they want to. Those little dogs are worse than the big dogs are. I've seen them bite the owners and tear a chunk out of the hand. They don't do anything about it. You know, they don't know how to train them sometimes. But if you come in somebody's yard now, you're kind of taking a risk if they got a dog out there. But But these dogs that get free roaming and all, I'm real uneasy about those. We had them traveling packs, three or four of them in a pack over here one time, and they would get out there. They were chasing as many as cows out here about a mile away from them. He got out there and he shot all, there were three of them, he shot all three of them, and a couple of them had tags on them. And I said, what you gonna do? He said, I'm gonna call the owners, and if I find his owners, I'm gonna call them and tell them they're gonna try to pay me back for the three calves they killed. there's always two sides to every story involved, but I always give dogs a health and respect. It don't matter whether they're big or small. You know, sometimes some of them are biters, and sometimes they bite fear, and sometimes you know, they can sense that you're not comfortable around them.
Remember, I was about 14 or 15, old man Dobson over in Greer, he cows, and there's a pack of wild dogs been killing them. And he offered a $20 reward for every one of them wild dogs you brought him. And me and a buddy of mine, we made a killing off of it. We killed every dog we see and took it to about $20.
So scratching you in today for some reason or another, Walt, but those days are gone. You couldn't do that sort of thing these days, but tell you what we had when I lived in Southwest Georgia, we had trouble with wild dogs and they didn't say nothing to nobody. They got rid of them, and I think the coyotes moved in down there back in the early 70s, and wild dogs weren't such a problem, but the lower part of the state, middle of Georgia, they were really terrorizing deer population, turkeys, and wild game, anything, calves, anything else they could get a hold of. And, you know, I think the law's a little more strict now as far as people turning them loose and that sort of thing. And I think nowadays people are concerned about getting sued if they get caught with them. Because I don't see them out roaming around like they used to.
I'm scratching. I finally got my job. It's on the slope. And I might have to do a little porch on it. I was trying to get things spill out. And I'm down here. But I've been getting good reports up there. I'm going to leave my antenna. I just got it propped up there at the house. I'm just gonna leave it right where it's at. I've been getting run my coax down here to my camp. Scratch it.
That's you dropping out of the machine every time or two. It sounds almost like you got some intermittent connection almost, or the power's turned down lower than you've been running. You've been sounding great up there, but right this last. Your last transmission, they sounded pretty. You drop out of the machine a time or two, Walt.
Inside my camper, that thing's all aluminum, so it don't get out too good. That's why I'm going to run my coax from the antenna. I've got an extra 100 foot that I use on my fan dipole for HF. I'm just going to order me another 100 feet. And leave my 2-meter antenna where it's at and use the 100 feet I got to come down here to my shack. And I ordered a 6-meter antenna, and it wasn't supposed to be here to Wednesday, but it came in today.
Good time for that, because I think 6 meters starting to open back up again. This is kind of getting in that spring season when it starts opening up better. Must be back on, because I heard a lot of noise on it at that time, sound like AC hum or something. I think your battery's about gone if you're on your hand out. Have a good afternoon, Walt. Take care. Talk to you later. K4OIM and 4DJC.
TR. JSJ.
Go ahead, station. This is Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Yankee Bravo. Name's Jeff. Just got this ICOM V8000 fired up. How's it sounding out there?
It's a little bit scratchy. Can you please come back again one more time with that call sign? I was not ready to write it down.
Okay, give me just a second. Call is Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Yankee Bravo. Name's Jeff.
Pleasure to meet you. Name here is Randy. That call sign again, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Sierra Juliet. You sound a little bit better. I've got you plenty clear. I would probably put it at about a 5x8. Good signal. And thanks for the comeback. I'm also playing with a new ICOM radio. It's the ID5100 on this side. Go ahead.
Yo, man. Yeah, this is actually I don't know when it was actually manufactured. A good friend of mine, no longer around, he passed away 7 years ago. He had given this to me. I've never had it fired up. Just
latter half of what you said there, Jeff. I'm not sure if it's on my side or your side, but I picked up some very strange, high-pitched, squeaky interference. And if it could be me. I'm about 42 miles from that repeater, the repeater that I'm on. It's a good day to get out and play with the new radio, whether it was made yesterday or, you know, however long ago. It doesn't matter. It's always fun to get out and play.
You're perfectly clear, N0TR. And I'm busy. I just thought I'd tell you that. But the other gentleman was the one that wasn't coming in good.
All right. I went into standby after I doubled with another station there. Jeff, you're still out there. It's great talking to you. I'll go back into monitoring, and unless somebody else wants to pipe in, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Sierra Juliet, monitoring.
Oscar 4, Sierra Juliet Sierra, I think it was, N0TR.
That call sign correct, but I apologize. I did not get yours. Could you come back with that call sign one more time?
Roger. I just wanted to tell you, you were fine. The other gentleman's radio went kerplunk. That loud squealing sound, and that was all on his side. You're full quieting. My call is November 0 Tango Radio, N0TR, or properly November 0 Tango Romeo. And I'm located in Greer. And your name, please?
Yeah, name on this side is Randy. I'm currently in Fletcher, North Carolina, and hitting a repeater. I think it's the one in Greenville, Tennessee. I'm not sure. I was just scanning and picked up some traffic and found this one. But I appreciate the signal report. You're coming in full quieting as well. I've definitely got you 5x9. So whatever you're doing well. And thanks for letting me know that it was the other station that went kerplunk. Because, like I said, with the range that I have on this repeater, I just wasn't sure. Go ahead, back to you.
Okay, Randy. Well, I can make the repeater probably on 1 watt. It's on Caesar's Head Mountain on the North Carolina-South Carolina border, just north of, I would say, Traveler's Rest, up in that area. And it's up 3,500 feet, Randy, so it doesn't take much to reach that, but it rebroadcasts at 100 watts. So you're doing fine business down here. You're just as clear as a bell, of course, and we can credit your radio and the repeater. And I just wanted to let you know that you were fine. I was over here busy messing around with some DXCC awards. I just got one in the mail and some stickers I was putting on them. And then I think I'll go outside for a little bit and tend to my chickens.
Yeah, it sounds like a good plan. Enjoy outside before the cold, wet weather gets here. So, yeah, thanks again for coming back. I appreciate it. If I don't talk to you again, 73. And this is KO4JSJ. I'll be clear on your final.
Is it SJS? Is that correct, Randy?
Juliet Sierra Juliet, JSJ.
Roger, KO4 Juliet Sierra Juliet. Well, I wanted to get it right. Now, I'm 73 years old, Randy. Been a ham for 27 years this year. So I'm an old timer. You have a nice day and a blessed day, and we'll catch you down the line. KO4 Juliet Sierra Juliet in 0TR, clear.
ACHAYB.
This station, this is in 0TR. Just wanted to give you a signal report. I'm kind of busy here, but nothing important. My name's Tom, in 0TR. That's Tango Radio.
Thank you, Tom. The call is Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Yankee Bravo. Name's Jeff. Juliet Echo Foxtrot Foxtrot. How's this V8000 sounding to you?
Well, it go, Jeff. It went all the pot after a short time. If you was talking to the KO4 station, Randy. Yeah, but you're full quieting now. Excellent signal.
Okay. Yeah, I was using, and I had an antenna on the back of the radio that I purchased with another radio in Orlando at Hamcation last year, or a year or so ago. And obviously I didn't like that too much. I'm on my outside J-pole now, so everything's sounding okay now for you?
Oh, yeah, excellent signal. Couldn't be any better if you was an FM radio station right here in the area. I'm located in Greer. Where are you at?
Here in Greenville. Actually, just recently moved here not too long ago. Moved here from Hilton Head Island. Up here with my younger brother. So I was on the island about 8 years and recently moved up here around second week of December, this past December.
This is in 0TR with the man on the mountain. A fine business, Jeff. Well, that's a good place to be from, I would say. Too close to the hurricanes. I'm an old Navy guy. I've seen enough of the emotions. And I've been here about going on our 11th year. We moved here from Kansas and left Toto and Dorothy in Kansas, hopefully. Although we've had a couple of tornadoes down in the area. They were F1s, and I was used to F4s and F5s up there. My wife and I, today's our anniversary, 53 years, and we moved down here to be near our children and grandchildren.
Good deal. Yeah, it'll take me a little bit to get used to not stepping out of the house and being right smack dab on the beach, I'll tell you that. You know, I was probably about 80 yards off the beach for about 8 years when I lived there. So, yeah, I was real close to the water. But you're right. During hurricanes, it's absolutely no fun at all. Doesn't make a difference where you're on that island. When a hurricane rolls through, it's bad news unless you're exiting very quickly. And I dealt with three bad ones over the time I was on the island, with Hurricane Matthew and Irma being the two worst. And I hope I don't have to deal with that ever again. But it sounds like, my younger brother's been here in Greenville going on 3 years. And it looks like they get some weather off the hurricanes that come off the coast as far as up as where I'm at here in Greenville, too. So, of course, I'm sure it's not anywhere near as bad, but it did look like when I'd be tracking it on the maps that they can get some heavy winds up here from the hurricane. So, but anyway, my friend, listen, I'll let you go and get back to it. Thanks for jumping in here and giving me a signal report. And hopefully I didn't damage this thing with that other antenna. This is an old V8000 a good friend of mine gave me years ago. And he's a silent key now, so hopefully there wasn't any damage done to it. But at least it's sounding good now. And you enjoy the rest of your evening, my friend, and maybe I'll catch you out here again. This is Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Yankee Bravo here in Greenville. I'll be clear on your final, my friend. 7-3.
So you didn't do no harm to it, I don't think. It's just about as perfect as you can get. And, well, the only problem with Greenville is it's growing too fast. Other than that, people ask me what I like about Greenville. We love the people here. They're fabulous. We love the peaches, and they're fabulous. And I like the mountains being nearby, and I like airplanes, and there's lots of those around here in the air. I was in a flight crew many years ago, and I just love airplanes. But at any rate, it's a good place to live. The highest winds I've recorded so far has been 31 miles an hour. We're between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson, I should say. And my friend Steve, he's up a little further north up towards Highway 25, and I think he's got up to 40 or 50. But that beats 70, 80, 90, and 100 mile an hour winds back in Kansas by a long ways. And normally we just get heavy rain and some moderate winds from the outer bands, and at least in the last 10 years that I've experienced. And like I said, my weather station says the highest winds 31 mile an hour gusts. So we'll take that, Jeff. Really enjoyed talking to you today. I got to clear out of here, and the wife's fixing my lunch. And the pleasure's all mine. You have a good day. Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Yankee Bravo, N0TR. 73's Jeff.
Take care, enjoy your lunch. And yeah, you'll definitely catch me out here again, my friend. I've been checking into the nets and stuff occasionally here in the evening. So enjoy your lunch, and we will catch you again. KCHZYB 73.